see the clouds roll in. I can feel the winds, they try to shake me. I will not be moved. My feet are on the rock. I can feel the waters rise. I can hear the howling lies that haunt me. Fear won't hold me now. My feet are on the rock. When I feel my hope about to break, I will cling to your unchanging grace. Let the waters come and the earth give way. I'll be dancing in the rain. My feet are on the rock. I can see the morning light. I can feel the joy on the horizon. Here my faith is found. I stand on solid ground. When I feel my hope about to break, I will cling to your unchanging grace. Let the waters come and the earth give way. I'll be dancing in the rain. My feet are on the rock.
The following podcast is a production of St. James Episcopal Church in Skaneateles, New York, and features thoughts and musical reflections based on the lectionary for this week. It is available on our website and Apple Podcasts. All music is licensed to St. James for streaming by One License and Christian Copyright Licensing International. For more information, visit stjamesskan.org.
So aimless, life filled with sin, I wouldn't let my dear Savior rip. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, sorrow inside. I claimed for my own. Then like a blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw.
Good morning. A warm welcome to those who are here at St. James in person and to those joining us online. There is a bulletin on St. James' website that you can access at home at stjamesskan.org, and those here in person can access it on any handheld device through St. James Wi-Fi. This morning, the music is led by Michael Larkin, St. James Director of Contemporary Music and Technology, and there is a bluegrass theme. So I invite you to stand and sing as you are able, raising our voices in praise to God.
Sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like the sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They were saying, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Gospel of the Lord. Lord Jesus, come to us this morning and feed us with that bread that is living and true. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Over the last few weeks, and especially this past week, I've been paying closer attention to the people and the situations around me because I've seen a pattern emerging that caught my attention. There are two very specific things that I am seeing with surprising regularity: conflict and weariness. We have certainly seen escalating conflict for a long time, particularly in the news, on the national stage. Then it started showing up in places like airlines and restaurants and stores. But I've been surprised in recent weeks to see a rising level of conflict in those closest to me. People who usually get along don't. People who are usually patient and kind aren't. And if I'm perfectly honest, I have begun noticing even in myself how often I feel angry and irritated. It's happened so often, in fact, that I began to wonder, have I always been an angry person? Or is there something going on here that's different? And as for the weariness, I keep hearing people say how tired they are and dreading having to ramp up for the fall and re-engage. Maybe this has a ring of truth for you as well. If what I am seeing is as pervasive as I think it is, then this is a signal of what our work in the months ahead might be. I suspect that our calling is to be present and attentive to this conflict and weariness. So, what might God be asking of us in this particular landscape as followers of Jesus and as a community of faith. First, a little something about conflict. I don't actually think it's a coincidence that the lectionary gave us this particular passage of Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Now, notice that Paul says, be angry. If we're human, we are going to be angry at times. And in fact, we should be angry sometimes when we witness things like injustice or abuse. But Paul is warning about the times when we get angry for other reasons. We have to wait a long time for service. We get cut off in traffic. Someone is rude. We don't get what we want. What we do with that kind of anger can too easily add to the damage. Paul writes about this to remind his listeners that after baptism, their behavior should change. He's speaking actually in generalities, but what he says is so pertinent to our specific moment in history. As people of faith, when conflict is escalating, and people seem to be discarding the filters that usually keep our behavior in check, we hear Paul say these words, let no evil talk come out of your mouths. Think back over the last week. How did you do? Maybe it didn't come out of your mouth, but in a text or an email or a post on social media. Paul goes on, put away all bitterness, wrath and anger, wrangling and slander. How many times a day do you see or feel these things? I remember hearing once that anger is a secondary emotion and that there is always some other emotion at the core. Often that primary emotion is a feeling of helplessness. It is not surprising, therefore, given how little control we have over so many things and how frequently we are having to adapt and adapt again, that we are tempted to anger, wrangling, or whatever more often than usual. And what about weariness? I just took an extended vacation expecting to come home rested and ready to dive into preparations for the fall. But not so much. And I got to wondering, is it just me? Or is there something going on here? So I began to take a poll. And what I discovered, it isn't just me. At first, when I ask people, so how are you and what's going on in your life? People say, oh, I'm fine, we're fine. But once I started describing what I'm noticing, I got a very different story. I'm hearing from all sorts of people an uncharacteristic lack of energy, a kind of emotional lethargy, maybe even depression. Conflict. And weariness. This is not like any other time in my ministry. I have always been able to see the next thing on the horizon, the next season or focus or project, but not now. On Thursday, in fact, I found myself praying as I was getting my coffee ready. God, what am I supposed to be doing? How am I supposed to lead when I can't see where we're going? And I picked up my daily devotional, and this is what I read for that morning by Francis Roberts. The voice speaking is God. Many a ship has sailed from port to port with no interference from me, capital M. because strong will has been at the wheel. Multitudes of pleasure cruises go merrily on their ways, untouched by the power of my hand. But you have put your life into my keeping, and because you are depending on me for guidance and direction, I shall give it. Move on steadily, and know that the waters that carry you are the waters of my love and my kindness, and I will keep you on the right course. End of quote. I'm still not seeing very far ahead, but I sense that God is saying, you don't need to see. I will guide you, but only one step at a time. So you'll have to go slowly. You'll have to trust me more than you ever have, because you won't see any distance ahead. It does not seem like a coincidence either that the gospel reading today is the second in a four-week series when Jesus declares, I am the bread of life. It's as if God is saying, right now, go for the basics. Come to me and be nourished by me more deeply and more completely than ever before. Later in this past week, as I pondered this invitation to go for the basics again, I opened my daily devotional and found this prayer, which is by George Appleton. Give me a candle of the Spirit, O God, as I go down into the deeps of my being. Show me the hidden things, the creatures of my dreams, the storehouse of forgotten memories and hurts. Take me down to the spring of my life and tell me my nature and my name. Give me freedom to grow so that I may become that self, the seed of which you planted in me at my making. Out of the depths, I cry to you. End of quote. That is surely what this time is about. Going down deep into the depths we have never plumbed before to become more of what God has always intended for us. I can imagine doing this together, encouraging one another, making St. James a space where it's safe to be vulnerable about the challenges that we're experiencing, where we find courage and encouragement to explore the depths. In the reading from Ephesians today, Paul describes this kind of sanctuary that we need to be for one another. He says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. That is our calling always, because God has been so lavishly kind and tender-hearted and forgiving toward us, but especially now. So I ask you to join me in renewing our commitment to be that kind of community, asking the Spirit of God to light the way, allowing ourselves to sink into resting in that deep place, seeking the wellspring of life that is God's own abundant gift. If indeed we are tired and short-tempered, frustrated and discouraged, what would it be like to anticipate week after week that coming here we will find a place of kindness, tender-heartedness, forgiveness, being built up again and filled with grace? One of the people I talked with this week in my informal poll was a friend in Texas who was also ordained. And she shared this prayer with me from a book called Creating Space, a prayer book for peace in times of crisis and chaos. Doesn't that sound perfect? The title of this prayer is Living with Too Many Unknowns. And I ask you to pray it now with me. All-knowing God, do you really know? Do you know what it's like not to know, to never be sure about anything? Because that's what it's like for me and for so many right now. There's so much I don't know. When the pandemic will end, when we'll finally address the racism that has plagued us for so long, when I can travel again, whether we'll keep wearing masks forever, who will show up when we gather in person? What are the long-term effects? How many things are on the list? Will I always be tired? The sheer number of unknowns is overwhelming to me. Help me to abide in what I do know, that you are with me always, that you love me, that I am not alone, and others have experienced and are experiencing this too, and that you bring life from death and something from nothing by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. End of quote. God's Spirit continually brings life from death, something from nothing, hope from despair, healing from hurt, reconciliation from brokenness. Know this, my sisters and brothers, you are loved. You are not alone. You are surrounded by a community in Christ. And together we are continually renewed by the love and the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to feel, and grace my
all like snow, the sun forbids.
on your journey of faith, all are welcome here. For more information about this or any program offered by St. James, visit stjamesskan.org.